Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is April 23rd, 1941, and the title is Mustang Mag Grows Grain. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
A cloud of dust and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. Gathered around the campfire in the early days of the Western United States, stories were told of the masked rider of the plains. And these stories have come down to us through the generations. His strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness made him the greatest champion of justice the frontier ever knew. It was the Lone Ranger, more than any other man, who brought law and order to the lawless new territory and finally made possible the winning of the West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. We're heading for Mustang Meg. Tonto's waiting for us. Hi-yo, Silver. Away!
Mustang Meg had applied for a mortgage on her ranch. But when she called on Timothy Simmons, the banker, and found he had no objections, she could hardly believe it.
You mean to say, Timothy, that you're going to let me have the $500?
That's right, Meg. No question about it. There's the cash right on my desk. $500.
What's connected to it? You never in all your life passed out cash as a loan with so little fiddling and fooling around. I come to town yesterday and asked for the lend of $500.
Yeah, that's right, Meg.
I come today and you got it for me. Dad read it, Timothy Simmons. It ain't natural.
I consider you a safe risk, Meg. You've done right well in your ranching, and you're a good businesswoman.
Just good enough to ask for the lend of twice the cash I needed. I don't need no $500. I figured you'd beat me down and wind up by letting me have half of it. I need about $250.
All right, Meg. $500 or any part of it.
You ain't even asking why I need it?
I don't care why you need it, Meg. You need it, don't you?
I want to pay for some extra hired hands to take care of the crops. I sort of let things slide while the Lone Ranger was ailing at my house.
Crops? Did you say crops?
Yeah, I branched out. I bought the north section of my land out in grain this season. I'm growing winter feed that I'll sell. Got the idea from the homesteader.
I said you was a smart businesswoman, Maggie.
I'm just that smart that I figure you ain't handing out cash so free and easy without some reason. Come clean now, Timothy. What's the reason?
Well, frankly, Meg, after the way you helped the Lone Ranger, I feel sort of obliged to help you.
Stuff and nonsense. That ain't the reason. You must have something up your sleeve.
Of course, I'll expect a mortgage till the cash is paid back.
That's fair enough.
Got the paper all made out here. I suppose you figure on repaying as soon as the harvest is done and the grain is sold.
Got all sold already. I sold to the Box K outfit beyond my place. Sam Tucker is buying all the grain I can grow.
Sam's cash is good, so's his word. You got nothing to worry about there.
Well, whatever your hand is, Timothy, I'm a-calling it. I've signed so doggone many mortgages on my farm that it's got to be a habit.
And always paid them off.
Yep, with plenty of worry sometimes, but I paid them off when they come due. Say,
yes?
There's been a heap of people what wanted the land I own.
It's a real valuable spread, Meg.
I've been through some tough times with critters that wanted to take my land away from me.
But you won out, Meg. You sure won out and beat every one of them. At every turn.
Ain't nothing like that up your sleeve?
Of course not. Why? Where should there be? Banking is my business, not cattle raising.
All right, then. Shove that mortgage over here and I'll sign her. Here goes the old ranch once again.
There you are.
Can't say much for the pen you got here.
Sorry, it's not better.
Hey, Meg!
Oh, it's you, huh, Missouri? Well, come on in, shut the door.
How do you do, Missouri?
Howdy, Banker Simmons, howdy. I've been hunting all over town for Meg.
Well, set and be still for a couple of minutes. I'm attending to some things here. There you are, Timothy, all signed and proper.
Fine. Hey, here, Missouri. You might as well sign as a witness. I don't know who'd make a better witness than the sheriff, eh?
What am I to sign?
Never mind that. Just you sign. Time to tell what is later.
Hey, Meg. This here paper looks like another one of them mortgage things.
It is.
Now, Meg.
Sign and shut up.
Oh, but Meg, can't you remember the trouble we had on account of you signing mortgage papers? Shakes of life. If it weren't for the Lone Ranger being my friend and helping us out...
Oh, you spavined old fool, what's it to you? What's more, what do you mean about we having trouble? You ain't no part of my ranch.
I hope, Missouri, that the time will come when you'll say Banker Simmons is your friend, too. Me and the Lone Ranger.
I got a lot of doubts about that. Dad rat it all, Meg. I wish you hadn't signed another mortgage on your land.
Let me worry about that. I'll say good day to you, Mr. Simmons.
Good day, Meg. Good day, and good luck.
I still don't like it. That critter ain't to be trusted, Meg.
I think my luck has changed at last. I'll tell Sedgwick what to expect.
Oh. Hello, Mr. Simmons.
Sedgwick, remember that syndicate that wanted to buy that land Mustang Mag owned?
Yes, sir.
I have a feeling we'll be able to sell it to them.
What? Do you mean that, sir?
I mean it. I've just taken a mortgage from Mag. Mortgage for $250. I'd say that is getting the land dirt cheap, eh? Wouldn't you?
But she surely will be able to repay that much.
She will if she harvests her crop.
Crop?
Yeah. She put out a section of grain, has arranged to sell the crop. She can't possibly sell any of her livestock in time to pay the mortgage. She must depend solely upon the sale of that grain crop.
But is there any reason why she won't sell the crop?
Could burn very easily.
Yes, but...
It don't take much to start a fire in a field like that when the grain is ripe.
But, Mr. Simmons...
I'd like to have you have that half-breed see me.
Manuel?
Yeah, that's the man. He's indebted to me already for a favor. I think he would leap at the chance to earn some money. And one thing more.
Yes?
Please remember that you're a lucky young man. Lucky to have a good job here with me. And lucky that I haven't used the evidence I hold against you.
You can trust me, Mr. Simmons.
Yeah. Sure.
Missouri's arguments had no effect on Mustang Mag, and when she had started back for the ranch, he made his way to the top of the hill. There he sat alone, thinking.
Respect for me, that's what she ain't. Figures it ain't worth the trouble to listen to anything I say.
Talking to yourself, Missouri?
What's that?
It's good to see you again.
Jumping Juniper G. Whitaker's the Lone Ranger. Great guns, mister. I thought you'd rid off with Tonto.
We thought we'd stop back before we left this part of the country, Missouri. You and Mag did a lot for me when I was wounded. I know Mag must have neglected the crops that she planted.
She's hired men to catch up with the things that need doing. Take a look yonder. See them crops waving in the breeze? Ain't they handsome looking?
They are.
Right there, mister, is the answer to the problem of rangeland. Grow feed and don't worry about range for the winter. That's what Mag figured, and she's a years ahead of anyone else around here.
The West needs more like her.
Mister, I'm worried. She's gone and played right into the hands of Banker Simmons again.
What?
That's right. I'm downright sick for thinking on it. You know how he's tried afore to get her so she had to give up her ranch.
Yes.
Well, now she owes him cash again. Mortgage the place.
For what?
To pay the hired hand so she could harvest the crop.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Sorry? I'm worse than that. I'm out and out sick about it. Oh, why ain't I got some cash to help out Mag when she needs it? What do we do?
Missouri, we'll find out what Simmons has in mind. But don't tell Mag that I'm around here.
But she'll take my scalp if you hear and I know it, and don't tell her.
I'll wait until later.
And she'll be downright put out if she ain't able to set up some of her special cooking for you. I'll miss out on a meal, too.
I think it will work out better, Missouri, if it isn't known that I'm around. Let me work quietly to find out what Simmons is up to.
Whatever you say. Oh, gosh. If you knowed how much relieved I am to have you here, even if keeping it secret does do me out in the meal at Mustang Mag's.
Bring up the horses, Tonto.
Here come.
Hi there, Tonto.
How, Missouri?
And Scout and Silver. Gee, Whitakers, it's good to see you. And at a time like this, when I was bent double with the weight of my worries about Mag.
You still sheriff, Missouri?
Yeah, I'm still sheriff. But there ain't been much for me to do, really.
There may be something for you to do if Simmons tries anything underhanded. Otto, we've got to make camp and work out a disguise. There are things we have to do. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Gosh, why couldn't I have been a man like the Lone Ranger?
No one paid any attention to the stranger that drifted into town at sundown. He mingled with the men in the cafe, listening to their conversation all evening. Then, just after midnight, he asked a few questions and left. Once outside the town, he mounted a great white horse and rode to the camp where Tonto was waiting. The Indian was anxious to know what he had learned.
I waited and listened for a long time, Tonto, and heard nothing that would help. Then, very late, a half-breed came into the cafe and started spending money. By a few questions, I learned that his name is Manuel. But he's always been broke.
Where him get cash?
That's what I wanted to find out.
When bad breed get cash quick, him in bad business.
Well, that's what I thought.
Oh, me know Manuel.
I hoped you'd remember him.
Him bad feller.
Do you know where he lives?
Me not know.
Well, I followed him when he left the cafe to find out. He has a shack beyond the edge of town. A dirty place is almost falling apart. He went there and fell asleep on a pile of old blankets in the corner.
Oh.
If you go there now, you might be able to learn something from him.
Not good.
Find out if Banker Simmons has given him any cash recently. And if he has, what for?
Tonto do it.
But wait, Kimosabe. I think you can get the information from the breed without threats.
Tonto no. You wait. Tonto go now.
Later that same night, Tonto found the shack where Manuel lived. The breed was sleeping soundly when Tonto entered. Inside the shack, he found several cans of coal oil, a bottle of liquor, and a roll of paper money. Then...
You wake, wake! You talk. You fool. You not take care.
What is this? Who are you? How are you come here?
Quiet, Manuel. You keep quiet. You got cash from Banker Feller.
But what? I do not understand.
You buy oil, huh? Not right. You buy fire water, not right. That bad.
But I watch what I say. I do not make mistake.
How soon you use oil?
I do him real soon, then I go away. Is that not right? Who are you come here?
You fix fire at Mustang Mag, huh?
Is it not so?
When you do it?
Mañana, tomorrow, like what I promised.
Not good. You stay there. Me go now. Get him up, Scout!
So he admitted that he was set fire to the grain fields.
That right?
Tonto, Banker Simmons should be tarred and feathered for a scheme like that.
Tonto, do it.
No. It would be almost impossible to prove that Simmons hired the breed for the job.
Tonto fool breed. Send him away, huh?
No, I don't think that's the answer either, Kemosabe. If Simmons can't have the fire set by Manuel, he might get someone else to do it. No, let that half-breed carry out his orders. Let him fire Mustang Mag's grain fields. I have a plan.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue our story. Old Missouri found it hard to keep the Lone Ranger's presence in the district a secret. He spent the next day in town trying to find him without any success. And then, late in the afternoon, he rode out to Mustang Mag's ranch.
You ain't got no cars, huh, Mag?
No, none but you. You don't count. Why?
Well, I just wondered, that's all.
Mighty odd you'd wonder. Speak up, Edge. You got something on your mind?
I keep thinking about that banker.
Oh, well, stop wasting what little thinking stock you got on him.
It'd be downright fearful if he was to foreclose on you.
How can he? Before the mortgage comes due, I'll have my crops all sold.
Yeah, you will. Unless something happens.
Nothing can happen. It's ripe right now. Ain't no rain or drought can bother that crop now. It's ready for harvesting.
I know.
Quit hurrying.
Ouch! Meg. Don't grab a hold of me, so.
You're holding back something. Now, what is it?
Don't ask me, Mag. Please don't ask me. On account of King Jay.
What you holding back on me?
Now, Mag.
God bless your hide.
Well, oh, hang it. I told him I wouldn't say nothing. I've been hunting all over for him, but he ain't to be seen. I ain't seen no one that could have been him in disguise.
Who are you making mention of?
A friend that's figuring to savvy what Simmons is up to.
A friend?
I promised I wouldn't let on he was here. He said it cranky style, and I gotta keep my word. But he felt same as me, that Simmons was scheming something.
Oh, he did, huh?
Last I seen of him, he rid off with Tonto and his white horse.
The Lone Ranger. Is he still in these parts?
Now, Mag, I never told you he was around
Missouri.
Here.
Missouri. Stop shaking so. I ain't going to bat your ears for not telling me sooner. There's just one thing I'm asking you, and to that I'm getting a straight answer.
Yes, ma'am?
Was the Lone Ranger worried that Simmons was scheming something?
Well, yes, Mag. He was.
He was, huh?
He figured the same as me. Figured Simmons was scheming bad things for you.
Uh-huh. I wonder what Simmons could do. Drat it, now I will have to worry.
Early that evening, the Lone Ranger rode to the south of the valley where the homesteaders' farms were located.
Come on, Silver!
From past experiences, the masked rider knew that a man named Farnsworth was leader of the homesteaders, and at last he reined up before his house.
Who is it?
I've come to speak to your father.
The masked man! Come in, you're as welcome as a man can be.
Your sakes alive, mister. You sure look embarrassed since last time we seen you.
Yeah, that's because of the good friends I've had.
Sit down, won't you? Where's Tonto?
He's watching a few things in town. Farnsworth, I haven't very much time. Do you know Banker Simmons?
I do.
Has he been lending money to you or any other homesteaders?
I reckon he has. He don't take no chances on it, though.
I don't like him.
Timothy Simmons has a high-handed way of doing things.
I've always thought he was crooked.
Yes, but no one has ever been able to prove anything against him.
We're going business of proof again.
Farnsworth, your friends who have borrowed money from him will lose everything they have if they can't repay him.
Yeah.
I know they've all given the mortgage on his land.
Yes, so has Mustang Meg.
She has. I didn't know she was a needin' cash.
She planted a lot of crops this year in addition to raising cattle. She had to hire men to take care of the crops. She borrowed the money to pay those men.
I don't like it, mister. I don't like it.
Paul, you remember what we heard?
That's what I'm thinking of, daughter.
Now, what did you hear?
Simmons is mighty anxious to get the land that Mag owns.
That's the point. He's planning to get it.
How?
By hiring a breed to set fire to her crops.
Why, that ornery...
Would he really go that far?
That's his plan.
Why, hang it all. I'll round up the boys. We'll take care of Simmons.
Wait, Farnsworth. That won't help.
Why won't it?
You can't punish him unless you can prove he's done wrong.
But you said he was planning to...
That isn't
him.
Proof.
What there
oh,
must
do
be...
Oh, do listen for a minute. Lone Ranger had a reason for coming to us. Let him tell what's on his mind.
Oh, sure thing.
I'm glad to know the way you feel, Farnsworth. Now I'm sure you'll carry out your part of my plan.
What's your plan?
We're going to let that half-breed set the grain on fire.
No, you can't do that. Well, that sun-dried crops will go like tinder.
We're going to let the fire get started. We must have a reason for punishing Simmons. But don't worry.
There's nothing in the way of punishment bad enough for a schemer that would do what Simmons is planning.
I said don't worry, Miss Betty. Simmons will get what he deserves.
That same night, Manuel hitched a team to a buckboard and placed a big can of oil beside him. Then he drove to the outskirts of the town, where the banker had agreed to meet him.
Say, senor, I am ready now.
Now, you follow instructions.
I will do it, senor.
You just drive the buckboard along the edge of those crops. Spill off the oil as you go along. When the oil's all gone, toss a handful of burning paper on the oil, then get away.
That will be very easy, amigo.
Don't call me amigo.
I am sorry, senor.
Don't let me see you around this part of the country again. You understand?
I go very far, senor. You never see Manuel again.
Now get started. He'll do the job all right. He knows what I can do to him if he fails. What's this?
Me want you.
Let me go. Take this rope away.
Me rope you plenty tight.
You wild savage. What's the meaning of this? You'll hang if you don't loose me at once.
Me not hang. Maybe you hang. You come with Tonto. Here, scout.
What are you going to do? Wait. Let me go. Maybe it's cash you're after.
Tonto not want cash. Me ride. You run behind.
No. No, I can't run.
Well, maybe you learn. Get him up, scout.
Wait. I can't keep up with you.
You run and Peter slide and pace. It all same. You come anyway.
Wait. Now I let the oil run out. Soon I light the oil. Then no longer will it be dark here. I will see one grand fire. Then I cross the border, and I am rich for many days to come. Rich is what I will be. The match. Now the paper. That will do it. Get up. Now I throw it. Stop.
Fire, Meg. Watch it.
You've got to fight it. Come on, Meg. Don't stand out there. Watch it. Get the wagons going. Get out that fire and beat it down.
Stay here.
What?
Your men won't be needed. Take charge of this breed, Missouri.
Who is he?
He started the fire. I picked him off his wagon.
Why,
senor. I do not know.
Never mind anything. Look over there. The fire's going down. Look at all them folks are fighting it. What, they got it under control already?
There are your friends, Meg. The homesteaders.
Farnsworth and his men?
Yes.
Meg, I see Farnsworth himself there. See him?
My juniper soldiers. How'd they happen to be on hand?
I told them what was to be expected. They were waiting for the breed to start the fire.
But why'd you let him start it?
What would you punish him for if he hadn't started it?
They got the fire licked just as quick as that.
It burned fiercely at first, but there was oil poured on the ground. As soon as the oil burned out, the men had a little trouble with it. Missouri, bring the breed into the house.
That'll be a pleasure. In with your breed.
Oh, you hurt, senor.
Shut up. You're lucky I don't wring your neck.
Hey, Jake, you tell Farnsworth and his friends to come to the house. I gotta thank them.
I'll tell them, Mac.
Now, let me at that breed.
Wait, Mag. I'll get the frying pan and you can work on him with that.
In just a minute, Missouri. I'm not going to do anything until Tano gets here.
Where is he?
He'll be here in a minute.
Oh, Farnsworth, I've got to tell you how much I'm owing you for what you've done.
Oh, shucks, Meg, that's all right. We was glad to help. Tano was coming with a banker trotting at the end of a rope behind him.
Banker,
yeah, that's right, Missouri.
Yes, Tonto.
Bring him in here, Tonto.
Him come. That's him plenty out of wind.
I'll have the law on you. I'll have you hung.
That's enough, Simmons. I waited and you came and talked to Manuel. I saw him start the fire.
But who? What?
Didn't I, Manuel?
See, but that was I...
Turn out your pockets.
But I...
Quick.
I do him.
All your pockets. Start with that shirt pocket.
You shoot if I
do not... Show us what you have there. Where did you get that cash?
I earned him.
You earned it? How?
I worked.
Manuel, you lying, greasy-faced crook. You never earned an honest dollar in your life.
Why are you looking at the banker? Did he give you that cash?
I do not savvy.
Did Simmons give you that cash?
You can't accuse me of that.
Answer me, Manuel.
See, he gave it to me. Oh, senor, I have no choice. He make me do it. That hombre, he make me set the fire. He give me the cash. He say, start fire, then go south of the water.
By Juniper Mag, you hear that?
I heard him, and this is what I think of it.
Senorita.
Don't you senorita me, you coyotes. Give me that money. Give me that general.
But wait.
And take this to remember me by you.
Oh, that's plenty good slap, right?
By Ginger Mag, that's fetching a whack on him.
Now then, Simmons, I owe you how much cash?
Mag, this is hardly the place.
This place will do as well as any. I'm taking this cash and I'm paying off the mortgage. Seems like there's just about enough here. If there's a little extra, call it your interest.
Mag, now, that there is about as good a way of settling this as any judge could think of.
I ain't done. Simmons, we got witnesses here as to what you've done. I'm telling you to tear up that mortgage and get out of this part of the country inside of the next week. It's that or jail.
But my business...
You've got a week to get. That's final. And the breed's got even less time. This is once when I'm dictating the law.
And Meg, you've done all right.
Hey, wait, mister. I'll ever try to profit now that Simmons' own cash has paid back his loan. I want to do something for you.
We'll meet again, Meg.
Oh, if only he'd have stayed to get something more substantial than words for his thanks.
Or leastwise, till you cooked up a special meal for him. Doggone, I was counting on that.
Fire old Silver! Fire!
Thank you.
story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.